This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
I am not gay.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Could I have my pants, please?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Why men's rooms? Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I am not gay.
Yes, you are.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
I think so.
All right, just ahead of a really good Craig Wilson.
Very good.
We're going to mix hetero and homo with this break.
All right.
It's very important that we get the heterosexual draft order for our fantasy draft.
All right, how are we going to go about doing this?
I think we're just picking names out of a hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's the hat? Who's doing it? Who's setting it up?
The Cricket Commissioner, John's got it.
Oh,
Mike, you should know this up front. Here's who's in our league this year. It's Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, John, Bart, my son, and Matt the Pollock.
Matt the Poll won that for getting the tattoo.
Now, no matter what order you pick out, no matter what number you pick out, if you happen to pick out number 8,
yes,
throw it back, because Matt the Pollock has already reserved the last spot in the order.
Fair enough. Excellent.
Should I just take it out of here altogether?
Yeah, just take it out of there altogether.
Eight. So he's 8.
Matt, that'll
eight.
Gum things up as we're doing this.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. If someone picks up 8 and they're not supposed to. Mike, hey, no peeking.
Hey.
Huh?
No peeking.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. The cutthroat league, the unfair league, the start without you league, even though you're getting Bloody Mary's league.
It's already begun. It's
yes,
already
sir,
begun.
Really. Rob's, the league that really, even Rob, if you're providing people with the beverages, will start without you.
During the break, Rob said to me, Jay, I wonder what my draft pick might get me as far as cash.
Uh-huh. Right. Is Rob already angling for cash?
Yes.
That's horrible.
That's the wrong
wink,
attitude.
Wink.
Wrong attitude.
All right, go ahead and pick, Mike.
Why do I have to go first?
Then don't go first.
Well, because you're just complaining about the drinks.
All right, here we go.
There you go. Take it, boy.
Let me just move it
take
around.
Take it, boy.
Let me move it around a little
come
bit.
Come on, take it. No peeking.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
What'd you get?
I got number.
What'd you get?
Number J. Number 4.
I got number 9.
Turn it over, maybe.
I'm making a joke. 6.
6.
Three.
That sucks.
Three.
That does suck.
Who would you get, Buzz?
3.
3.
Okay, what'd you get, Robbie? Robert. What'd you get, boy?
Oh, look at this.
Number
1.
Number 1.
Okay, get out your wallet, Mike. Joe.
One.
That's Bart.
And see, Bart will pick number. Ooh, Bart gets a number 2 pick.
Nope, John got number 2.
Oh, your handwriting is awful.
Oh, it's 5.
What number is that?
It's 5.
It's a 5.
What number is that right there?
Turn it upside down. I think I wrote 5 on it.
Oh, all right. 5.
I'm number 4.
Who's number 3?
I'm 3.
Who's number 2?
Buzz is 3.
Right.
What's the order, Johnny? Please.
Rob, John, Buzz, Mike. Who had 5? You had
just
5.
Nod when it's
Joe
right.
Had 6. Oh, Joe had 7. Bart had 6.
Mike's pulling money out right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, I really want a certain player, Mike, so.
How much are you offering? $40? What you're doing right now is you're simply buying LaDainian Tomlinson.
Uh-huh. To nah, I think I'll hold on to it.
$60 denied. $80.
LaDainian won me the whole league last year.
That's it. I'm out. I'm out. Keep your effing. That was a generous offer.
It sure was.
It was.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're right behind me. You're right behind me, Mr. Scholarship winner. He's getting his wallet out.
I'm not as cash rich as you, Mike.
Well, I offered 80.
1 is the loneliest number, Rob.
Does that mean you're bidding for the number 1?
No,
are you bidding
I'm
$100?
I'm not bidding. I'm just reminding Rob that 1 is the loneliest number.
I only have $74.
Mm. Yes, but technically you are the boss. It's how much is that? 75 and a continued job.
Certainly not. You can have the pick. If that's the case, you can have the pick. What's your real offer for the number one pick?
I offered him $60.
Did you offer him 60, really?
Did I offer you?
Stopped, yeah.
Yeah, I stopped at 60.
And then he got mad. Mm-hmm.
Did I go up to 80? I might have gone up
to
80.
I thought you went up to 80. Then he got mad.
All right, $60.
No.
And the answer is no. That's fine. I can deal with that.
$75. Well, all right, I'm out then.
Wow, I'm out. Anybody else? It's over.
No, not me.
Joe offered me a case of Miller Lite.
I gave him that case of Miller Lite.
What did you tell him?
Well, who's number two?
Bart.
Who got number two? Bart got number two?
No, Bart's number five. John is number two.
John is number two?
John's number two, right? Is that right, Johnny?
That is correct. No, don't even bother.
Don't even bother.
How about a cat?
Now you're talking.
F-stick. I don't want it. There we go.
Is that the number you're looking for?
That would be a good number, but no, I still want it.
Oh, you want number one this year? He's coming to play this year. That's a lot of money for Spiewak to turn down.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote
100. That's a lot of money for Spiewak to turn down.
I just wrote 100.
C-note.
Okay, let me write something down here since we're getting competitive here. All right. Now, listen, I might be crazy,
but
let me just write this down. All right. You tell me if you think, all of you tell me if you think it's too much. Okay.
All right.
Where the hell am I drafting again? What was my number? Six. Sucky draft position.
Do you think I'm offering too much?
$1 million.
That's about right.
$1 million.
You'll go for that.
Forget it, Robbie. Good luck.
Good luck to us all.
All right. I'm just going to write another little offer down here.
One
just
more.
Just to see.
Number six.
You know.
Oh, we shouldn't have done this on the air. Now I'm already doing my mock draft in my mind.
That's right.
Too late, Mike. I've already been.
Damn.
And I'm
college tuition not accepted.
Who's going to be left? LaDainian Tomlinson will be gone. Larry Johnson will be gone.
Jesus Christ. I wish I had my cheat sheets.
I might get Larry Johnson at number four. I think there's a good chance I could get him. I sure hope he's available at number four.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're going to have Peyton. You're going to have LaDainian. You're going to have, who else is going to go quick? I'm trying to think.
Sean Alexander will probably be up there.
Great running back.
I would go with him as well. I might even go with Clinton Portis.
Who are the stud quarterbacks this year? You got your Peyton Manning. You got your Tom Brady, I suppose.
Sure.
And then, really, it starts to get a little lean quickly, doesn't it?
Carson Palmer is outstanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told you I got Leinart in one of those leagues that I have, and I'm very happy
Matt Leinart,
with him.
Do you think he's going to come on strong?
Rob, here's a note from Rob Spiewak. Dear Don and Mike, with my number one overall pick, I'm taking the Washington Redskins defense.
For sure.
Hey, their run defense might be pretty good this year.
Yeah, boy.
All right, boy. Well, there's your draft order, and we'll do the draft tomorrow with our friend Steve Buckhands from Comcast Sports coming in and running the whole deal.
Number four, show me Cincinnati special teams. I can't wait.
Hey, Mike, I got something for you right here.
Yes, what do you have?
Oh, from USA Today, it's Craig Wilson.
Oh, please pass it over.
And it's Craig Wilson about Lady Di.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
So let's roll this.
This is Scott Thompson saying Dawn and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
And now here's his column. From today's USA Today, the final word, whoever Diana really was, the world loved her, by Craig Wilson.
I know exactly where I was 10 years ago Wednesday. I was in the mountains. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's right out of the chute this time, and I must compose myself.
You said out of the chute.
Sorry.
It's the whole thing with Senator Craig.
He's not gay, Mike.
I am not gay.
I know exactly where I was 10 years ago Wednesday.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
I was in the mountains of northern Portugal on vacation. Not a care in the world.
We'd driven up from Lisbon and joined the countryside, despite the fact that we had just learned Portugal has the worst auto accident rate in Europe.
Little did I know, another accident was about to change my plans.
2 days later, my partner, Jack. That's a winner, too.
Yes, it is.
My partner, Jack, came into the room to say CNN was reporting Princess Diana had been killed in a car crash. I hadn't even had my morning coffee yet. How could Princess Diana be dead?
The next day, I found myself flying toward London instead of home.
Her funeral remains a blur to me. What I remember most are the acres of flowers left outside Kensington Palace. They went on for what seemed like miles, all with a simple message. I love you. I remember
that and the silence of the crowd lining the street as her casket passed by on its way to Westminster Abbey, boy. The only sound was horse hooves clomping down the street.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The clop.
That wasn't my first encounter with the princess. She came to Washington more than once. And Diana being the princess, it seemed as if half the old newsroom was assigned to cover her every move.
She was still in her awkward stage then. She was yet to grow into the elegant swan. I kept wanting to yell to her to stand up straight. I didn't, of course. Even I knew you don't yell at a princess about her posture.
But as she exited the National Cathedral, I remember her looking down, as usual, wearing perhaps the most amazing black and white hat I've ever seen.
Then, later that week, my colleague Sean and I attended a dinner dance where I danced with the Princess of Wales.
Actually, it was more like that old song about the girl who danced with the man who danced with the girl who danced with the Prince of Wales.
The princess actually was dancing with Colin Powell, but I was on the same dance floor with them.
I was dancing with Sean, who wanted to get close enough to get a better look at her white beaded dress, her jewels, her whatever.
Sean, S-H-A-W-N, We're trying to figure that one out,
I
right?
I believe
now.
M-A-N.
Oh!
Just a theory.
When we got close enough, Sean even spoke to her. I was mortified.
She graciously responded, "Think she was having a marvelous time."
I'd never attempted a foxtrot just to get a closer look at someone. And she hardly needed two more people stalking her. But I took solace in believing that she was used to this kind of thing.
I never knew quite what to think about Princess Diana.
If anything, I always felt a little sorry for her. Her trial by fire life and all.
Millions of words have been written about her. But she remains an enigma to most of us. Tina Brown waited most recently with the best-selling The Diana Chronicles. But I'm not sure she solved the riddle either, boy.
I interviewed Diana's personal chef this summer. And even he acknowledged she was a woman of contradictions.
She's been dead 10 years. And 10 years from now, people will no doubt still be wondering, who was that girl who actually danced with the Prince of Wales?
You win. You went.
God damn.
I was in the mountains of northern Portugal. I liked that one, even though it was right out of the chute.
Of course, you're in Portugal. You hear that Lady Di has been killed. Immediately, fly to London.
Right. Fly to London. It's his job.
He didn't even need a plane.
There it is. Oh, my goodness. You know, and, you know, really, we do have one unanswered question. The mystery of Sean. We really do. I mean, you got your Sean Young. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your Sean Salisbury. We're not sure what Sean we
right,
have here.
Sean Salisbury is S-E-A-N.
Right. Like Sean, my middle name is Sean. That's S-E-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know guys that are S-W-A-W-N.
S-H-A-W-N.
Right.
And women as well.
Sean Cassidy
is S-H-A-U-N.
And Sean Zeiger, Larry King's wife, is spelled the girl way.
That is true. But
why men's rooms?
It's simply not specified here. I was dancing with Sean, who wanted to get close enough to get a better look.
Sure. I remember her looking down, as usual, wearing perhaps the most amazing black and white hat I've ever seen.
And then Sean. One of, later that week, my colleague Sean and I.
I am not gay.
It's very, very interesting.
Sure you're not.
Thank you so much, boy.
Gay.
Oh, I like
that
one.
That's just great.
Very, very delicate.
Right, now that we're moving out of that, What's my draft number again? Am I sixth?
You're number five, I believe.
I think I'm six.
You're six.
Oh, you're six?
Bart's five.
I think I'm six.
I'm number four.
I'm three.
Through the John's two.
Right.
Three.
Rob
one. I can't remember mine.
Well, Rob and John are number one and two, and they don't want to sell their draft pick or their space in the draft.
That's all right, Mike. There's plenty of young players with very tight assets that you and I can select at the number four, number six slot. You know what I'm saying?
Looking forward to it tomorrow. And I will be prepared. Right.
I remember the first time I saw Walter Payton, and he had on the dreamiest little kangaroo hat. Do you remember when Walter Payton actually sponsored, one of his sponsors was like, was it kangaroo?
I think the kangaroo hat.
Yeah. The kangaroo hat and the shoes.
Fantastic job. And now that we're talking like this, I'm still thinking, Rob, do you have any extra magazines? Or have you even bought magazines yet?
Well, you know Are you talking about your fantasy football magazine?
Yes, I am, yes.
Do it online, boy.
I'll
they're
do it online.
They're updated.
CBS Sports Line?
Yeah. They're updated, sure. Boy. Fantastic. I'll send you a link, boy.
It gets easier every year.
You don't get caught with your pants down.
I'm going to have the best season I've ever had.
Like, what you don't want to do is say, okay, all right, hello, I select Michael Vick this year.
I'm going to be hotter than Larry Craig in a Minnesota bathroom.
He is not gay.
Not gay at all.
I am not gay.
Thank you.
That's right.
Me neither.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
What pick do you have, boy?
I have a third pick.
Third pick. You got any thoughts on it yet?
I do.
Are you married to that pick?
Yeah, I really am. I think I need it, don't you?
Everybody's holding their own this year.
My handicap and all.
I don't like it when everybody holds their own.
So you won the Super Bowl.
I like it when we all get to hold each other.
You won the Super Bowl last year, and you got the number one pick this year.
Indeed.
Life is not fair that way.
Life is good.
Life is good for Robbie Bobby Boo.
He still has to go home to his wife.
Thanks.
Oh, winner, winner.
You know what that is? That's the eighth pick.
The eighth pick.
Maybe the ninth.
Yeah, somebody just moved down in the draft.
I know. We got to break, everybody. Will you stop it, please? We got to break. We got to break. Jesus Christ.
Time to break, Don.
Thank you. Mike, I just wanted someone to say it to me with a bit of decorum.
Press the button gently.
Thank you, friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.